Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. It's Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Miss Allie Mack. And we are pleased to be joined by NASCAR champion, Mr. Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car. Fresh off a trip, Ryan, down to Mexico City. Man, hope you're doing well. How did the trip down to Mexico go? It looked like a lot of fanfare down there.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, honestly. And, you know, I thought the track put on a great race. A lot of kind of unknowns, obviously, when you go to a place, you know, a track for the first time and just trying to learn it, you know, through the weekend and then getting a little bit of a curveball thrown our way with it raining at the start of it and not making any laps in the wet before. But I thought that was fun. It's like, how do you learn under fire like that? You know, how do you and your team and me as a driver, like, how do you get the most out of your car after not making any laps in practice in the wet and just throwing on rain tires and like, all right, well, here we go. I don't know how to drive this place in the wet. So you just learn, you know, as you're in it. And, but I thought it was great. It was a fun weekend. The fans out there were awesome. It was so cool to meet everybody, you know, through the weekend, you know, day of the race, stuff like that. It was a lot of people, have maybe never seen a cup race before. You know, I met a lot that maybe it was their first race in general, but I also met a lot that were huge fans of the NASCAR Mexico Series. So they're already motorsports fans. It was cool that they could come, you know, see us compete, and it was neat for us, you know, to compete for those folks. So it was a good weekend, and you know, but now it's turning the page and moving on to Pocono.
Well, before we do that, and look, I got to admit to you, Bo and I are both massive NASCAR fans. I've followed your career for a long time, so we're excited to have you on. There's something you said, Ryan. I think it was 10 or 11 years ago, the old 12 questions with Jeff Gluck. And I think about this every single time. And I thought about it watching the race at Mexico where you guys drive through the stands. You said something to Jeff Gluck about it had to have been at least 11 years ago. You said if you could design a racetrack, that you would design a road course, but it would have 20-degree banking. I swear, since you said that, I have thought about nothing like that. And then all of a sudden, when you guys go to Mexico City and you have such a unique track like that, where are we at on the 20-degree Texas-style banking on the road course? You're a champion now. I feel like you can pull some strings.
Yeah, you know, that's funny that you brought that up, because I did another 12 questions with Gluck this past weekend, and he brought that up. He's like, you know, 10, 12 years ago, this is what you said. He's like, is your answer still the same? I was like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, that'd be a cool racetrack. You know, have like a super long, well, I mean, gosh, Mexico City had it, you know, like their front straightaway is like 30 feet shorter than Talladega backstretch. Right. So just a massive, massive straightaway. But then I think that'd be cool to have that straightaway and then into like a Talladega style banking. I think that'd be super cool. So yeah, I think my track layout design is still the same. If I ever can, you know, if I hit the lottery and can build a racetrack, I think that'd be still the way to go.
2023 NASCAR Cup champion Ryan Blaney joining us here on the morning shift. You know, you're going, I believe, this week to Pocono. That's a place where you got your first actual Cup Series win. And you really, that you had to fight for that one. I remember watching that, you and Kyle Busch, you and Kevin Harvick, y'all kind of battled that out. What was that like in that first victory, battling those two cup champions for your first cup win?
Yeah, super cool. That was a special day, obviously, and something you never forget is your first, you know, win in any series, honestly, and especially your first cup win. Yeah, it definitely wasn't the most relaxing end of the race. Having to battle, you know, Kyle Busch there for the lead. And then I get the lead. I'm like, okay, I think I got smooth sailing to the end. The next thing I know, Harvick is just breathing down my neck. And it's like, all right, don't make a mistake now and give this thing away and miss out on a big opportunity. So I go back and see highlights of that race every now and then. It brings back some good memories, of that day, that evening, just being able to celebrate with your team that go to, you know, war with you every single week. And that was a fun day, and you'll never forget those first ones. And it was, you know, makes it special every time you go back to that place. And it was cool to win there again last year, you know, 7 years later from the first one. And we'll try to do the same thing again. We'll try to repeat it.
Ryan, Mike told you, you know, we're massive NASCAR fans. I noticed, I'm assuming you posted on Spotify as well, but I always see it on Instagram. You post like a screenshot of your playlist for each track. Like, how do you come up with that playlist? Because you're a big Whiskey Myers guy. We're big Whiskey Myers guys. We listen. We were here. They came to Atlanta. We went. You've always seems to have some kind of variation of a Whiskey Myers type band. How do you come up with that playlist before each race?
Yeah, the Spotify playlist is something that we've been doing, you know, the last couple of years, and it's kind of a combo between myself and Justin, a guy who works for me, and buddy of mine, and we try to do songs, you know, whether it's new ones that kind of I hear through, you know, the past week or month, or it's kind of bands from that area of where we're going, or maybe they sing about that area of where we're going. So it's just kind of a unique thing. It was his idea. Honestly, I can't really take credit for the idea, but it's been really fun because I hear people, you know, like you guys come up and be like, man, I like the playlist. I really got to enjoy this band because of this playlist or things like that. And it's just a fun way to discover new music. So I, like you said, Whiskey Myers, those guys are awesome. One of my favorite, you know, bands and artists out there. So it's been fun to get to know those guys. They're huge race fans too. So it's fun when kind of worlds can collide like that of, hey, I'm a fan of your stuff. And they're like, yeah, I'm a fan of what you do too. And you just create this relationship, that way. And I go try to see them every time I can, if the stars align and I can go see those guys perform. They put on, they're one of the best live shows, honestly, that I've ever seen. So yeah, the playlist is fun. I'm happy people like it, and it's always fun to throw some new stuff on there.
Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car, hanging out with us today on the Morning Shift, previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down at the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. That'll be a Saturday night race. I'm assuming, Ryan, that you enjoy the night racing. Obviously, with it being Saturday night down at Echo Park Speedway next weekend, it's a little bit different. It is a drafting-style track. What do you expect to be different this time around as opposed to back in February? It's always an exciting race down at Echo Park Speedway since the redesign, but what do you think is going to be different this time around specifically in regards to this track?
Yeah, it always does, you know, put on an exciting show. And, you know, I feel like a place is super tricky because, you know, since the repave, you know, a few years ago, the track changes every time we go back. You know, it just ages every single time. And so now, right, honestly, the handling gets worse and worse every time we go there. So it's how do you balance that out of, like, since it's a drafting track now, it's like, how do you balance the drag versus downforce side of it. So I feel like every time we go back, that's always the play. It's like, all right, how much grip do we think it lost from the previous race to now? And how do we set our car up? Like, do you tune a little bit more downforce in it to where you can be more aggressive, or hey, you know, you don't want to put too much downforce in it because now you're too slow in the draft. So it's always that little balance, and it's just the unknown of that place. How much grip it loses every single time. That's really tough. But now you add in, right, it's Saturday night. All right, the track's going to be cooler. It's going to have a little bit more grip than what we think. So how do you adjust to that? But it is going to be warm. You know, Saturday night, it's going to be warm here in June. So I love that place. It's a ton of fun. It's And it's not your typical drafting track like a Daytona, Talladega. Like, handling is way worse than those places. I feel like there's more areas to make moves. And if your car is handling well, you can actually drive from the back to the front. As opposed, it's a little bit tougher at like Talladega, Daytona. So I look forward to going there. We've ran really good there. I'd like to win at that place. I won there before the repave. And we've been close a couple times. I think we run second there by 4 inches, a couple years ago. So hopefully we can find our way to victory lane, because that place is so much fun. Fans there are great. And it always puts on a good show, like y'all said.
Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We were both standing there in the back of this dude's 2500 watching that photo finish from the infield. Look, I want to ask you about super speedways, because I heard years ago, your old landlord, Dale Jr., was talking about the difference in some guys want to ride in the front the whole race, some guys want to ride in the back at super speedways. You seem to be a guy that likes to ride in the front at super speedways. What's the benefit of that as opposed to riding around back until the very end?
Yeah. I mean, like y'all said, everyone has a little bit different mindset at those places. I've always wanted to be up towards the front and kind of controlling as much as you can. Because, like, to me, if I can go out and lead a lane or, be second row in a lane, like, all right, I'm doing something. I'm making a difference. I'm kind of controlling this race. And hopefully I'm in front of all the chaos. So that's just where I've been most comfortable. That's where me and my team feel most comfortable. Me and my spotter is when we're kind of in control. And you're just really being able to dictate what lane goes where. And like I said, I think it's the safest place, as opposed to riding mid pack or two thirds in the back. It just gets more difficult when you go there. Cause then, all right, you're trying to avoid the big one. It could happen right in front of you, but also now you have to make up all that ground at the end of the race. And it's a lot tougher to do than if you're at the front, you're kind of protecting. So it's just where I've been most comfortable. I've found the most success when I can go out and control these things. So I try to find myself up towards the front. It's a lot easier said than done, but that's just been our mindset for a long time.
Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car, hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift, previewing next weekend's Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. That'll be happening 7 o'clock Saturday night at Echo Park Speedway. Ryan, just a couple more questions for you before we let you go. I don't know if you saw this. Kenny Wallace set off a little bit of a firestorm on Twitter over the weekend, or at least after the race on Sunday. And he was asked about, Richard Childress Racing and some of the things going on over there. And he made a statement that I think you're uniquely qualified to answer. He says there was less competition when Dale Sr. drove for RCR in the NASCAR Cup Series. Obviously, your dad being a driver that was around at that time. What do you think of that? Do you think there's less competition? There was less competition back in the 90s. And do you think it's tougher now with all the teams, honestly, seemingly having a shot given each and every week?
Yeah, that's a tough one to answer, man. I mean, now you're getting into the era questions, right? Like, right. You see it in all different sports, right? With people who are like, oh, and you, right, what's the big debate always? Is Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe the GOAT, right? And it's like, well, it's so different eras of the sport. Like, I hate comparing that because it changes all the time, Like, do I think somebody in the 90s could jump in a car today and be as good as they once were? No. Do I think I could jump in a car from the 90s and be as competitive back then as I am today? No, just because you're not used to that, right? Like, so it's, that's super hard to compare. Look, winning in any sport in any era is really tough, right? You're trying to beat the best of the best in that certain day and age. So I don't know. I mean, I that's such a tough question. I think it's hard no matter where you're at, no matter what decade, no matter what era, it's super hard to be the best in that generation. So I don't really have an answer on that. I just think, I guess, yes to all of it, to where it's hard no matter where it is, you know.
That's a very safe question. I think you don't really I angered some people with my takes last night on our NASCAR fantasy league. But hey, what I know you're essentially a third generation driver, right? Your dad obviously drove. I mean, we all watched your dad drive. Do you go to him for advice on things? Do you talk to him often about, you know, each week and everything? Or is that something that he's like, you know what, you got your own career, and it is different now than when he drove?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky to still have my dad around and you know, someone that I can go talk to if I just need to, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Or even like during the weekends, like my dad still comes to a lot of races, and I'll ask him like, hey, man, you know, we'll go to Martinsville. I'm like, hey, go down to turns 1-2, you know, through practice and just look, just watch. And you know, then we'll talk after practice and I'll be like, well, what do you think? You know, what did you see? You know, who looks good? Does my car look like it needs to do what it's doing? Is someone else doing something different that maybe looks better? Because he has that knowledge and, you know, and I trust his knowledge. So I wouldn't say like every week I'm calling him like, man, what do you think about this? But he's just always someone that I can talk to if he's around, and I trust his opinion because he just understands, right, the sport and understands what to look for in certain things. So it's a great relationship that I have with my dad that I'm lucky to have and trust his opinion and I'm able to use him, you know, if I have some questions.
All right, I know you got to go, so we're going to let you go. I just got a couple rapid-fire questions for you. I think you'll be
– We're trying not to nerd out here, Ryan. Sorry about that.
All right, what – your favorite Star Wars movie?
It goes either way, man. Phantom Menace was the first one I ever saw, so that's up there, just nostalgia. But I feel like my overall favorite one is Empire.
Ah, that's one I go with always. Your favorite character from Trailer Park Boys?
Man, I didn't really watch a lot of Trailer Park Boys, so I can't give you a good answer, dude. I'm sorry.
Ah, you're all good, brother. Are you an iRacing guy?
I'm not.
Okay.
I can't do the sim stuff.
Wow. All right. Who's the one guy that you don't want behind you on the track?
Every one of them. Or actually, I want every one of them behind me. That's a better answer. I want all of them behind me because that means I'm leading the thing and might win it.
All right. Your favorite old school NASCAR gear to wear? Because you wear a ton of it. I see it all. Every time you post a picture, I feel like you're wearing old school gear.
Yeah. I have a lot of cool stuff, man. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things I got is I got a Harry Gantt signed hat when he was in the school bandit car. That's a cool one. If you can find a signature on that stuff, I love wearing that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. All right, man, we appreciate it. I'll let you go. I won't hammer you anymore.
I got one more quick thing before we let you go. Ryan, I've been trying to get Echo Park Speedway to come up with a nickname. I've dubbed it the Echo Chamber. Can I just get a grade on a scale from 1 to 10? The Echo Chamber for Echo Park
Speedway. Echo Chamber? I love that, man.
Yes.
I think that's the best one I've heard so far.
Oh, man, we appreciate it so much. Like I said, try not to nerd out here with Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car and NASCAR Cup champion. Man, thank you so much for hanging out with us today and look forward to hoping to see you guys next weekend. Obviously, we'll be at the track doing live radio.
Sounds good, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks
for
coming, man. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.